Amateur radio is ready for an above-average hurricane season. Hurricane season begins on Sunday, June 1st. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, predicts this season to be above normal in activity, citing above-average ocean temperatures. The scientists say the season will likely produce between 13 and 19 named storms, including 3 to 5 major hurricanes. Amateur radio provides a robust tool and volunteer corps infrastructure for emergency preparedness. There are several ham radio nets that the National Hurricane Center relies on to inform forecasts through surface observations made by volunteer operators. ARRL encourages all amateurs to participate in the Hurricane Watch Net, the VOIP Weather Net, and others that provide support and information to the National Hurricane Center via WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center. ARR Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says that each ham's individual observations can make all the difference in a critical situation. We know of stories from hurricanes in the past where a report from a ham radio station changed the forecast for landfall and impact by the NHC. We are also aware of information being shared of people being trapped and were able to get assistance to those victims after the storm. Amateur radio operators provide an important tool before, during, and after a storm. The Hurricane WatchNet, by the way, is hosting a special operating event to mark its 60th anniversary on June 7th and 8th. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says that recent storms underscore the value of amateur radio when all else fails. During Hurricane Helene, it was the volunteer hams who jumped into action to relay health and welfare information. As mountainsides washed away, the repeaters on top were still working. Licensed amateur radio operators took to the air using their own equipment to provide a link of important information that no other means could. During Hurricane Ian, a ham saved lives on Sanibel Island by providing emergency crews the information they needed to rescue a family from the rising floodwaters. ARRL's Amateur Emergency Service, ARES, provides a program framework for local volunteer groups to integrate with served agencies in their local communities and to use the value of amateur radio service in times of crisis. Just last week, ARES was represented by Johnston at the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. And you can read more at ARRL.org.